From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has begun her opening statement at her confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She began by thanking her mother, who's at the hearing.
I am here, as many of you have noted, because of her aspirations and sacrifices for both my brother Juan and me. I am very grateful to the President and humbled to be here today as a nominee to the United States Supreme Court. The progression of my life has been uniquely American.
Earlier today, members of the committee have been staking out their positions in advance of posing questions to Sotomayor tomorrow. NPR's Ari Shapiro has that story.
While Democrats focused on Sotomayor's judicial record and life story, Republicans emphasized her comments off the bench. Here's Democrat Charles Schumer of New York.
It is the judicial record, more than speeches and statements, more than personal background, that accurately measures how modest a judicial nominee will be.
But Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah said if Sotomayor is confirmed, she will play a very different role than she has to date.
Judge Sotomayor, if confirmed, will help change the very precedents that today bind her as a Circuit Court of Appeals judge.
Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina articulated what many have said in private.
Unless you have a complete meltdown, you're going to get confirmed.
President Obama hopes to have her in place when the Supreme Court reconvenes in the fall. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The president has nominated a doctor from rural Alabama to be the next U.S. Surgeon General. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Dr. Regina Benjamin runs a nonprofit health clinic in the small fishing town of Biola Battery on the Alabama Gulf Coast. For nearly 20 years, she's treated residents in the working class community, regardless of their ability to pay. After Hurricane Katrina, she made house calls to care for patients when the clinic was destroyed by floodwaters and later by fire. President Obama tapped her as the nation's top doctor in a Rose Garden ceremony.
The list of qualifications that make Dr. Benjamin an outstanding candidate to be America's leading spokesperson on issues of public health are long indeed.
Benjamin received a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant and was the first African-American woman elected to the board of the American Medical Association. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The Treasury Department says the federal budget deficit for the first 9 months of the fiscal year that began last October has topped $1 trillion. Last year at this time, the deficit for the first 9 months of fiscal year 2008 was $286 billion. The deficit is being swollen by the huge amounts of money being spent to counter the recession and financial crisis, combined with a sharp drop-off in tax revenues. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 138 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 27. This is NPR News from Washington. The President's Council of Economic Advisers is predicting that hiring for jobs related to health care and the environment is likely to outpace job growth in the rest of the economy over the next 7 years. The Council is standing by its earlier forecast that the administration's economic stimulus plan will save or create 3.5 million jobs by the end of this year. In China, police have shot and killed two Uyghur men in renewed violence more than a week after ethnic riots destabilized a northwestern province there. Tens of thousands of Chinese troops have been deployed to restore order. NPR's Louisa Lim has the story.
Police said they shot dead the two Uyghurs and wounded a third as they tried to stop them from attacking a fourth Uyghur. This was the first time in the current unrest that the authorities have admitted to opening fire on locals. But witnesses told reporters they'd seen the three Uyghurs trying to attack paramilitary forces with knives. So far, the worst ethnic violence in China in decades has left 184 people dead and 1,680 wounded. The unrest saw Uyghurs attack Han Chinese, followed by Han Chinese retaliation. And this latest incident underlines the continuing volatility in the city of Urumqi, despite the presence of thousands of paramilitary police officers. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
In Iraq, officials have imposed vehicle bans on the streets of two mainly Christian towns in the northern part of the country. They've also boosted security in and around churches in Baghdad after a series of bombings at Christian churches yesterday. Those attacks killed at least 4 people. Checking Wall Street, the Dow up 138 points. The S&P 500 index has gained 16 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.